House agriculture leaders averted $3 billion in crop insurance savings in a last-minute deal with GOP leaders, but all of that must be made up somehow. Here's American Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore.
Based on the briefings and the information we got from Chairman Conaway and from Ranking Member Peterson and their team at the House Agriculture Committee, we're confident that they have some ideas in mind. While they've not shared those with us, again, we're confident that as we move forward over the next few weeks, we will find out what their plan is, and we look forward to working with them to find those savings that they don't cut crop insurance, don't cut the important risk management safety net tools that are so important to farmers and ranchers, and at the same time, make sure that we do not open the farm bill in this process.
Now, Sam Willett with the National Corn Growers Association says House Ag staffers claim the committee will not have to find alternate savings, raising the question how airtight the deal may be. Still, Willett says producers should be vigilant.
Crop insurance is always going to have a target on it, and it's imperative that growers and all those folks impacted by agriculture need to be cognizant of the fact that we have huge debts in this country.
The Ag Committee ended direct payments to save many dollars in the farm bill, but after being blindsided by leadership last month on crop insurance, continued threats may be possible.